To me, it's one of the greatest events of my life, and I was so proud that I was able to serve my country.
We knew that they were really special men, as were all those who have served, but we kind of knew we were a part of something special.
They all answered the call, fighting for our freedom, brave and bold, thinking of the red, white, and blue. With dignity and pride, they stand.
It's just a feeling of gratitude that we will be able to contribute in some ways to our country.
Stan Nelson is part of the greatest generation, fighting for our country and doing it without much fanfare and glory.
We were at Midshipman School, Northwestern University, for 90 days. We got our commission, then we were sent over to England, and we trained there for about 8 weeks, or 8 months rather, and then we were in the invasion of Normandy at Omaha Beach, and then I served about a year over in England, and then I was sent to the Pacific, Philippine Islands, and Leyte Gulf.
Fighting in World War II, being a part of the Allied D-Day forces that went ashore at Normandy on June 6, 1944.
Growing up, his brother Edor served and his brother Norman served. All three brothers were involved in World War II, and they didn't talk about it much when we were growing up, and recently they have. But we all knew in our heart of hearts that they were real heroes.
After serving his country, Nelson returned home to pursue his passion in life, the game of football.
I thought I had the dream job. I mean, at that time, Anoka is one of the largest schools in the state, and we just had lots of material, and it was just a great place to coach.
Coaching prep football for 33 years, including 25 at Anoka, his life from war to football is similar to another famous coach.
Hello, Bud.
The Anoka Flash.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. I think the last time I really saw you as one of your clinics, and that's quite a few years ago now when you were coaching.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're not that old.
Yeah, boy, you're looking good.
How old are you now?
94.
Oh, 94.
How about you?
87.
87.
Yeah. Good luck to you now.
Yeah, go Vikes.
And congratulations, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, and thank you for yours. Yep. Take care.
Bye.
Nelson had a chance to chat with Hall of Famer Bud Grant, as the pair of former veterans and legendary coaches share many of the same experiences in life. Stan Nelson will be honored by the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday for the Salute to Service game, a day to honor him for his dedication to serve and protect this country.
It's a great honor. Excited for him and all the veterans who get honored, so we have a chance to show our gratitude for what they've done. And you know, he's like all the others. He doesn't see himself as a hero. We certainly do, for what they went through and what they did for our country. So I'm sure it'll be an emotional day. It'll be a really exciting day, a really cool tribute to him and all those who have served. Really important that we don't forget what they've done for us.
I knew that our country was at war. And I knew that being a citizen, that it was my obligation to do whatever I could to help the country. So, I mean, I didn't take it as an honor or anything. I just felt it was a duty of ours.
Stan Nelson may be known throughout the Minnesota football community for his 33 years of prep coaching, but his impact was on a much bigger scale. He was part of this country's greatest generation, defending our country, fighting for our freedom, and putting his life on the line. It's heroes like Stan Nelson who we can thank for sacrificing so much for our freedom.